This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to fubarradio.com.
Hello, I'm Sean Walsh. Now, we're going to start a bit differently this week. As I'm sure you're aware, yesterday it was announced that the comedy world lost one of its jokers far too early in Sean Hughes, who sadly passed away at 51. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his friends and family. A lot of love for Sean is across today's papers. I didn't know Sean too well myself, but I did want to share something with you that I think he did that was very special. A couple of years back at Kilkenny Festival, me and Sean were having a drink, and he said that I reminded him of himself and to be careful. And I've been going for about 10 years in comedy, and it's not been smooth. No one in that 10 years older than me looked out for me in any way like that. No one sort of reached out to support me, and that really meant something to me, and I really took that on board. So I just want to say thank you, and that I hope that that somehow reaches you, Sean. Thank you very much.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello. You are listening to the News-ish show. I am, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello, Sean.
Go! Today, we will be looking at the headlines, the front pages of the broadsheet papers. I'll be there going to Mark, who'll be looking at the top of the red tops with the tabloids. That will be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week. Then we're moving on to local gossip. We'll be talking to my mum, who'll be telling us about the local gossip in the area where I was brought up in. That will be followed by Mark Simmons giving us his newsletter of Wheelbarrow Town, the town where he grew up. That will be followed with the end, which is my favourite bit of the show, the weather, where we'll be joined by our special guest, comedian and presenter, George Lewis. But first, it's time for Save It for the Radio Show.
Yep. Save it for
that
radio.
Was good.
Yeah, did you like that?
Good. Save it for the radio. This is the section where me and Mark just sort of catch up on air.
Yeah. So last week,
yes,
we were talking about numbers. I don't know why we started talking about
we
numbers.
We were talking about numbers because in the news, I think it was that obesity is going to reach sort of 1.2 trillion or something.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about those.
What the different numbers are.
Yeah.
And then I was saying that, you know, I didn't. What? How far do the numbers go?
Yes.
That was what I was trying, you know.
Yes, because if there's an infinite amount of numbers, then what are those numbers called?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we got a few of them. And then my brother is a mathematician, which I didn't think about at the time.
No, that's fair enough.
And he messaged me saying that
My brother's a postman. If you start talking about letters, I don't automatically think,
oh,
my
so brother's a postman. Letters, my brother's numbers.
Was that? Yes, there you go. Look at that.
So he's tried to sort of educate me about those big numbers.
What do you mean educate you about those big numbers?
Well, because I can't get my head around how numbers end, but they don't end. But anyway,
nothing. Time doesn't end.
No. So it's impossible to name all those big numbers.
Or does
it?
Time end?
No, time doesn't end. Well, it does at the end.
Time
of the day
is infinite, but
might.
Well, I don't know. Was there time before Big Bang?
Oh,
anyway, right, just go back to numbers.
So he gave me a little fact. He said a billion means a different number in England as it does in America.
Oh, no.
Did you know that?
I didn't need that.
So in England, it's a million, but in America, it's only 1,000 million. So it's easier to become a billionaire in America.
Well, what are we doing here?
I know.
Get over there.
I know.
Right.
And then he started talking to me about infinity.
And why do you look so confused?
Infinity, right? I can't get my head around infinity.
Because
infinity isn't a number, is it?
So
when is infinity? when does infinity happen? Right? And he said to me that so you got infinity, and if you add one to it, it's still the same size. Or if you double it, it's still the same size, right? Which is weird. And I said to him, what's the last number before infinity? And he said, there isn't one. Because he said the beauty of infinity. Oh, he's such a geek.
Yeah, I'm glad he loves his job.
The beauty of infinity is infinity minus one is still infinity.
Oh, hang on.
And then...
I've just put my hand on my head.
And then I said to him, so what is the last number before, big number before infinity? And he said, it isn't really the biggest, but the biggest he can think of is a Google. which is one followed by 100 zeros. And that's where the Google comes from. The name Google.
Yeah, I mean, I gather anyone listening probably put that together.
Well, just in case they didn't.
Yeah. If anyone after you said that went, ah, they're very slow.
Yeah.
They probably didn't work out how to turn the radio on. Right.
So, yes. But that still hasn't answered my question. What is the last named number? I'm going to have to report back next week.
Oh, what's the last named number?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's a specific question. But you weren't really asking that.
Yeah, I was. So what's the last biggest number? Named.
Let's see if our production team can find that out. What is they're not happy about it. The I'm just trying to do more food and now I have to Google the last named number. Where is the professionalism?
Unbelievable.
Here? Come on.
Eating their apple.
Unbelievable. An apple.
It's an apple.
The most annoying food that anyone could eat on a train.
You always complain about people eating on the train.
Googleplex. Okay, the largest number that has a commonly known specific name is Googleplex.
Oh, which is the same thing. Is it?
Which is a 1 followed by a Google zeros, where a Google is a bracket a 1 followed by 100 zeros.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Googleplex. Sounds like a wrestling move.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Mark Simmons, Tristan Shaw, Walsh with the Googleplex! That's gonna be free! 1, 2, 3! We have a new football radio wrestling champion! Unbelievable!
Am I the champion?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll let you
yes.
in. Okay. Alright, fine.
You let me win. Hey, you have a Googleplex, mate. You can't get up from a Googleplex.
Can we just get... It's meant to be a news show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A respectable news show.
Yeah.
Okay, the news is show.
Yeah.
You ready? I've got nothing else to add, really.
Nothing. No, that's cool. Shall we do the old news stories?
Yes, that's what we're here for. Yeah. Let's look at the front pages of the broadsheets. Obviously, every single paper, I'm sure it's the same with the tabloids, is mentioning the weather that we had yesterday.
Mm.
That people... People liked tweeting that, didn't they?
They
like posting, look at the sky. As I tweeted, thank you to those that posted pictures of the sky. I don't have one where I live.
Very funny, very witty, Sean.
Very sarcastic.
Yeah. You don't care about that? Did you not think, ooh?
I was at a cafe working, and my mate called me, and he went, dude, outside. So I went outside. He was like, what do you think? And I didn't know what he was talking about. Like, what? Where were you here? He was like, look up. What do you think of the sky? I was like, it's just cloudy. Well, I was in Notting Hill. I was like, it's just cloudy. And he thought, because I get basically, okay, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
As you know, I suffer slightly from a bit of anxiety.
Mm.
And, I used to dream a lot about the end of the world. Yeah. I still do.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, remember the time on the radio show? On this radio show, when someone was moving furniture upstairs, I thought Kim Jong-un had nuked us.
Yeah.
So that I still have that going.
Yeah,
like, that
constant.
Happens to me. Yeah. So I remember once I was doing a gig with Ramesh Ranganathan, and this guy, you know how sometimes at night... The sky can sort of go a bit pinkish.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know that?
Red sky at night, yeah. There's a saying in everything.
Okay, right. Yeah, there you go. Right. I saw the sky and it was creeping me out. And I was like, Ron, man, look at that sky. That's not right. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, look at that. That's so bright. Like, I'm freaking out here. And I was genuinely like shakes. And I was like, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. This is it. And I freaked him out. He
did
said,
it?
Man,
really?
You're freaking me out. Yeah, do you know what it was?
What?
It was just the light on the sky reflecting from the city that we were approaching.
Ah, yeah.
So it was just light pollution. I thought that light pollution meant it was going to be the end of the world.
God.
So then I started freaking out to my Gabs, going, well, it's not the end of the world, is it? Is it the end of the world? Have you checked the news? Is it checked the news? He's like, no, it's not the end of the world, but it's not
good. Do you think they report it on the news if it was the end of the world?
I always think this.
Well, surely it would just be over, wouldn't it?
What would you do?
Oh,
what
God.
Would you do, right?
Oh,
we've
no.
got 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah. You've got 20 minutes.
Find a bunker.
There's some builders down there digging a hole. There's some builders outside. We could go
quickly.
There
must be some bunkers about.
There are bunkers. There are bunkers in the area that I grew up in that,
like
that was
World
built
War.
For the, I think, for the Second World War that me and my mate used to break into.
Do you reckon they sort of withstand?
Again, Crazy Dave, by the way, who was referenced in last week's show. Me and Crazy Dave used to break into World War bunkers.
What were they like?
What were they like?
Yeah, what was it like in there?
Just like a cave, like a man-made cave.
And they've just been boarded up?
Yeah, what did you think was going to be in there? What, like Mars bars, Snickers, crisps, sandwiches?
I don't know. I thought
blankets.
They might have sort of turned it into something, like a bar or something.
Oh no, it's like it's in the hills outside, in the outskirts of Brighton.
That's really cool, isn't it?
Well, I'm from what?
That's really cool. What did you do in there?
Just walked about. Probably had a wee, left, had a fag.
Yeah,
not much to do. As I said, it's like a man-made cave.
So how long would it take to get there?
Just an empty room. Be like if I went into an empty room and you went, oh, what are you doing there? Nothing.
So is it underground?
It's in a hill. So theoretically, yes, but it didn't look like it.
Do you reckon you'd be all right in a hill if there's a nuclear bomb?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think a hill would withstand it?
No. Right. So, seriously, 20 minutes, though. Seriously, you wouldn't look for a bunker. 20 minutes, what would you do? I'd just cry. Just I'd probably have a heart attack.
Would you phone some people?
What?
Would you phone people?
I'd probably be too scared to even think of it. I wouldn't be able to... My hands would be shaking. I wouldn't be able to hold my phone.
Yeah.
I'd have to use Siri.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, got nothing to add, really.
What is happening today? Have
really
some of your tea. The energy's down. You see that dead air on the radio? I've not really thought about it.
I have been drinking the tea, but it hasn't kicked in yet.
Okay, so look, I'm just... basically, all the papers are covering the weather. This was caused by Storm Ophelia. So Storm Ophelia brought warm winds from southern Europe yesterday to break the record for the hottest October the 16th, as it steeped swaths of the country in an eerie orange and yellow glow. Dust from the Sahara with debris from wildfires in Portugal and Spain partially blocked out the sun for hours.
Right? Why is there no dust this morning then?
Well, it's just cleared up. Dust just clears up, doesn't it?
Really? Sand?
What?
Sand doesn't just clear up. Whoa. Is it sand or dust? It must be sand.
It says dust, so dust.
Yeah, but what's the difference between dust and sand?
It's what do you mean, what's the
dust? Well, dust is in your house.
I bet you can't even Google that.
Dust is in your house.
Sorry, production team. Is there an answer for what's the difference between dust and sand? That's like saying, what's the difference between a bouncy castle and a selfie stick?
No, it's... What?
It's just different things.
Yeah, but surely, if it's from the Sahara, it must be sand. Isn't it?
Wait, it said... what did I say? Dust from the Sahara.
Right.
So I don't know.
That's a desert for the sand.
Okay, right. Sand particles are larger than dust particles.
Right. So it's,
okay.
It's a little sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Fine. Okay. So England and Wales, with many areas turning on streetlights in the middle of the day, the dust causes the shorter wavelength blue light to be scattered, making the sky appear red. So does that mean it's not red? Just appears red?
I mean, I don't know, mate.
Did you go out? Did you look at it?
I was on the train.
So hang on, what, underground or...?
No, like, normal train.
So what? It was cloudy.
Like, it was like, well, no, it was like 4 in the afternoon and it was not pitch black, but it was dark, like night.
Right.
Yeah,
I just thought it was because we're going into the winter.
I didn't really care, though.
No. Fine. I was annoyed by all the people posting the pictures.
Yeah.
That annoyed me. Just keep people in this world just keep stuff to themselves like we used to before social media. Just enjoy the sky. Mm. Just enjoy it on your own. Take it in. Take a picture if you want. If you want to remember it in a few years, you can look over.
Yeah, that's nice.
Swipe for your phone and go, oh, look, there's that sky. I remember that, October the 16th.
Yeah.
Stop posting everything.
What's like the worst weather you've ever experienced?
The worst weather I've ever experienced?
Yeah,
I don't know. Just what, heavy rain?
Really?
Yeah.
I was in an earthquake once. Did you ever... Was you in one of those
earthquakes? Sorry. I was just looking at the builders. What?
There was an earthquake in England.
Yeah.
You were involved? Yeah, I was.
Are you sure it wasn't people moving furniture upstairs?
No, it wasn't. It woke me up. It was in Canterbury. It was mainly in Kent, actually, I think, this earthquake. And I woke up and everything was shaking. Honestly, the first thought I had was that I was having a seizure. Because
everything else is moving.
Everything was shaking.
Right.
And I got on the front page of local news.
You did?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
My tweet.
Here it is, the 2007 Kent earthquake registered 4.3 on the Richter on the Richter scale and struck southeast Kent, southeast England on 28th of April 2007.
Yeah, that's it.
This was at 7:20.
Yeah, woke me up,
in the morning.
Yeah. And I tweeted a joke and it got on the front page of the local paper.
Oh, go on. What was the joke?
I can't even remember. Something about...
You can remember.
No, I can't remember the exact wording.
What was the gist of the
something
joke?
Something like, don't mean to brag, but made love to my girlfriend last night. this morning. She said she felt the earth move.
Okay.
That made the front page.
Of what paper, sorry?
The Kentish Express. This is like my proudest moment.
Big time. Yeah. Well done. Look at you.
Thank you. Got a few followers off the back of that.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So that's it. Basically, that's what's covering the broadsheets is the weather. The Guardian are going with May fails to move the dial over Brexit. I'm not talking about Brexit anymore.
No.
I've had enough. I know this is meant to be a news show. I can't deal with it.
It's the same thing every week. There's no point. Why don't they just have a break and then just report back on it in like 6 months?
Excellent idea. I totally agree with that. We're not allowed to talk about it.
No, we don't. What is the difference in us knowing?
Exactly.
Just tell us in 6 months and then we'll tell you what we think of what's happening.
I mean, don't completely downplay the news. Otherwise, this show is invalid. It's not going to...
Yeah.
People aren't going to listen because they're going to know it doesn't matter.
No one cares about Brexit anymore, do they?
No, it's just boring. Other news, The Times with 15-year limit on peerages.
On what?
Peerages?
What?
So lords. You know, like people become lords in Parliament.
Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Right. Yeah. Wait, hang on, say it again. What is it?
15-year limit on peerages.
15-year limit? What does that mean?
So you can only be a lord for 15 years.
What?
What do you mean, what? What are you getting so worked up about?
what are you going to be after that?
I did not think you were going to get this worked up. I'm just trying about to go into a song and you're like, what? What, Brad? What are you chatting about,
you
man?
Can't
wait, so you can't be like, what is that about, man? 15-year limit on peerages. Man, suck my teeth in that, boy. What are you talking about? 15 years. I mean, how long do you want it to be, Mark?
I think once you're a lord, you should be a lord. So does that mean Andrew Lloyd Webber isn't a lord anymore?
No.
How long has he been a lord
for? He stepped down. I don't know.
He stepped down from being a lord?
He joined... I changed
my name to Andrew Lord
Webber. I knew you were going to say that. Right. Okay, after the song, we're going to play a song. After the song, we're going to come back with Mark's Joke of the Week and some local gossip. Yeah? There you go. I'm trying to reach the button for the song. I'm sorry.
Music with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons on Football Radio.
I pressed the wrong button.
Just in case they forgot what they were listening to.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. It's News' show with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. Here's Blink-182 with First Date.
Stupid hair. Would you guess that I didn't know what you wear? I'm just scared of what you see.
I am joined by the best girl in the world. It is Joy. Dolphins, they take recreational drugs and they make sex toys. Well, we've got 10 of the most intelligent animals on Earth. At the top, it's chimpanzees.
Have you seen, like, you know, King Kong? And do you ever think that at some point that would actually be us? You know, when apes, like, take over.
You really think chimpanzees are going to take over the world?
Babe, did you see the list? They're, like, number one. Did you not see that? They're intelligent. Just saying, we need to be careful. We need to up our game. You laugh now, Caesar might be coming for us.
Every Wednesday. Come, McSwiggin. From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
There you go, check it out. Mark, it's time for... What are you laughing at?
You always just say check it out after...
I like saying check it out. Yeah. Makes you feel like a proper real radio DJ. Check it out. Now it's time for...
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Yes. Go on, I can relax now.
Lovely. Only for a few seconds.
Go on.
I've got one of those new £10 notes.
Yeah.
My mum said they're designed to last longer. I've already spent it.
Ooh.
Good on that.
Nice. Yeah. I recognise that from your set.
Yeah, no, I changed it.
Oh, have you?
Updated it. It was £5 note before.
Oh, right, very good. Okay, I really like the new notes.
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. Why do people get more excited?
Because I've had my tea now.
Right.
And I just think they're so good because they just fit together perfectly.
If anyone's listening for the first time, basically Mark had a cup of tea last week and it sent him a bit bonkers. So we made him drink a cup of tea before the show.
I just don't drink caffeine until this show.
You just don't drink caffeine until the show?
I don't think they've got decaf here.
No. Do you normally drink decaf coffee?
Tea.
Oh, tea. Okay. Yeah. All right. Should we just talk to my mum?
Yeah, chat to your mum.
Okay.
See how she is.
Yeah, yeah. It's now time for... Just stop talking over me. I do the intros
for
the show. It's not the tea.
It is.
It's you.
I'm excitable.
Right. Okay. It's time for your favourite section of the show. It's... Keith, have you seen what Saunders done up top of the road?
What's he done?
You don't know what he's done?
No.
I can't believe you don't know what he's done.
What has he done?
His tree.
Oh, he hasn't done something to the tree.
No. You know the tree that it's been growing out, and Harold next door, right? Harold, he said, oh, it's blocking the sun, right? Yeah. But he didn't cut it down.
No.
He didn't cut it down. He got the tree up and he moved it closer to Harold's garden so it blocks out the sun even more.
He didn't.
He did. He blooming did.
What's Harold doing about it?
Harold's furious. Harold's called up the police, but he dialed 999 and they said, this isn't an emergency. He said, it is. I can't see the sun. I can't see.
So what do you think's going
to
happen?
I don't know, but I can't wait to find out. I'll tell you next week on Mark Simmons and Sean Walsh's News This Show. Not Mark Simmons and Sean Walsh's News This Show. Sorry. Sean Walsh's and Mark Simmons News This Show. It's time for local gossip. Hello, Mum.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good.
Did you hear Mark Simmons' joke of the week?
No.
Oh, no. Mark, do it for Mum again. You know Mark does one-liners?
Sorry?
You know Mark does one-liner gags?
Oh, go on.
Yeah. So, I got one of those new £10 notes. My mum said they're designed to last longer, but I've already spent it.
Very good.
Do you know any jokes, Mum?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, there's several of them up this road, but we won't bother with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I didn't really intro it properly. Just for any new listeners, this is the section of the show where we speak to my mum. My mum fills us in with the sort of local gossip, the news in the area that she lives in.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So what's going on?
Piers has got the keys to his new place.
Okay, so Piers is my brother.
Yeah, and so I went over there to see it. It's just amazing. And they got a bargain. It was only $750,000, but it's a bargain.
That's a lot of money.
And you want to... it's amazing. But the street, it's got all palm trees in the street.
Palm trees? What?
Yeah.
Where's this bloody street
I'm living in. It is amazing. Wait till you see it.
Is it in Brighton?
It's in Portslade, outside Brighton.
Oh.
Yeah, Portslade Village, if you please.
All right, okay.
Why is that? Is it a touchy subject, not calling it the village?
No, but, like, it sounds nicer, doesn't it? Portslade Village. You know, like Hove, people say, oh, you live in Brighton? Hove, actually.
Did they?
Did you not know that?
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's One more upmarket. You imagine that Portslade Village is more upmarket than Portslade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you went through this year. It's great. And a big hello to all my fans, because I've been getting lots of fan mail and they want to know when am I getting my own TV show.
What are you on about, Mum? What is this? She said this to me on the phone the other day. Not on the phone. I met you, didn't I? I met you in Brighton after my haircut. My mum started going to me, oh yeah, do you think I could get my own show?
A TV show.
Brilliant. What would you do on your show?
What would I do on my show?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll think of something.
Okay, right.
Yeah, well, what do you do on your show?
We're talking about what are you laughing at? We're talking about the news.
All right, sorry, sir. So, yeah, that's happened.
Okay,
and
stop trying to get a commission for your own show and tell us the news, your news. I keep on saying
I've just taken in a couple of parcels for Angie.
All right, Angie, the next door neighbour.
Yeah.
What do you do? So when they get an Amazon delivery, you have to sign for them?
Yeah, I sign for it. And she's good because she gets my milk every week for me, which is brilliant.
Mum, I have never understood this. This used to happen when I lived at home. So Angie, our neighbour, buys our milk.
Yeah, well, I pay her.
Yeah, but why does she... Why don't you get the milk? You go shopping. I saw you go shopping the other day. Why don't you get the milk?
Because it's heavy, that's why. And remember, I live up on top of a mountain. So Angie gets her food delivered. So she gets my milk.
Oh, so that was arranged years ago. She just went, oh, I'll get the milk because it's heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, just for any listeners that might be confused... She doesn't literally live up a mountain. She lives up a hill.
Yeah,
I just... Yeah. Okay, and it was Dad's birthday.
Huh. Yes, it was his birthday, and you got him a present, didn't you? Nobody else did.
Well, I gave him some cash.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing he likes, spend it down the bookies on some fags.
Yeah, tons of tobacco.
Yeah. What did he do? What did he do with the money then? I bet he spent it already.
He hasn't spent it yet.
He hasn't spent it yet.
No.
What's he going to do with it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Don't you just talk? Like, you live in the same house.
Generally.
You're cutting out the signal. You're cutting out, Mum. You're cutting out.
Huh?
You're cutting out.
Oh, well, is that all right now?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. That's better.
Yeah, well, he generally spends it straight away, but he hasn't done.
Mum, we've got some reviews in for the show.
Yeah.
We've got a 5-star review from IB Laughing. Having got drunk with Sean and Mark, I can attest that they are as mad as they sound on stage and this podcast. Sean's mum is a legend. I've been trying to stifle a fit of giggles to write this.
This is brilliant, you know. I've got loads of fans.
Here's one from Banter Kings. 5 stars for the banter. Genuinely funny guys. Real star of the show is Sean's mum. Because of her, I didn't knock off a star for their awful knowledge of the Northeast. And that's from
brilliant,
Banter Kings.
Brilliant.
This has been screen grabbed, and whoever screen grabbed this was listening to Anne-Marie Duff and Kenneth Cranham on the Graham Norton show.
Bloody hell!
What do you mean, bloody hell?
Well, just amazing.
Okay, great. All right. Any other news before we...
Well, of course, we all know the Dingles at this stage.
Yeah.
But remember they got the van and somebody sprayed you-know-what on it, I can't mention the word.
No, you can't. No, we discussed it after the show. Because you're not saying it, you can mention the word. What did they spray on?
Oh, retard.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they tried to rub it off. And they're so lazy, they got the first 2 letters rubbed off. And then somebody's gone along and crossed out the A and put an E. So, you know what it says now? Everybody was laughing.
What, turds?
That's not how you spell turds.
That's not how you spell turds. You spell turds with a U. T-U-R-D-S. So, who wrote it then?
Well, it's someone that can't spell. But anyway, we got the gist of it. We thought it was very funny.
Very good.
Yeah, but What else has happened? Gertrude, she's fast asleep on the sofa. She was really pleased to see you.
Oh, that's Gertrude, the family pet dog.
Yeah. The staff.
Yeah, lovely to hear. Okay.
Michael, at the moment, he's asleep
in bed. Quickly wake him up and let him give us the sport. Quickly.
Wait, hold on, then I have to go upstairs.
All right, quickly, hurry up. This is now the sports section with my dad, Michael Walsh.
Yeah, hold on.
We're just waiting for my mum to
get upstairs. Michael, you got to tell him about the sports.
What?
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Very good. How's the football this weekend?
So, Brighton threw it away.
Brighton threw it away against who?
Against Everton.
Well, what happened?
They were leading 1-0 with 8 minutes to go, and in the last minute, Bruno, the fullback, gave away a stupid penalty, a really stupid one, completely unnecessary, and Rooney scored, so Everton drew.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like Brighton can afford to throw away a match like that. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And Man City seemed to be the domineering team in the Premier League, with a 7-2 win at Stoke. How did that go down?
Well, it didn't go down anywhere with me because I couldn't care less about Manchester. I don't like North and Watford, you know that.
Yeah. No, but what about I'm always glad to see Stoke lose because of Mark Hughes.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win the title then? Because it looks like it's going to probably be a two-horse race between the two
City
Manchester
and
teams. Yeah.
Between City and United, I think, yeah.
And who would you put your money on?
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't bet on Ireland, to be honest. I wouldn't. It's too close to call.
Okay. And what about the bottom of the league? How's it going? Palace had a good result?
Yeah, for a time, yeah. I like Palace because I used to live up that way years ago. So
where did you live? For them.
I lived around Norwood Junction.
Okay.
Right. Years and years ago. Yeah. 100 years ago.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Great. All right. Thank you.
Okay, well, I can be back to Mum.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
Okay. Good luck, Dan.
Thank you. Cheers, Dad. Bye.
Is that it?
Yeah, there you go. That was local gossip from my mum and sports news from my dad.
Does your dad know, into any other sports? Is it just football?
He bets on the horses.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
No, I don't either.
So, there you go. That was that. It's now time for your local news, the newsletter of Wheelbarrow Town.
Yeah, there's not really much happening in Wheelbarrow Town this week. There's been a rise in the number of shed/garage and stable burglaries in the area, and the police are just doing a little thing, sort of telling you to sort of keep stuff locked up.
Oh.
And disable items such as ride-on mowers when not in use.
Right.
Ever been on a ride-on mower?
Oh, no, I always wanted to.
They're really fun.
Oh, of course you have.
Of course I have, yeah. We've got one.
What? You've got one?
Yeah, of course we have.
Weird country freak.
How'd you say tree at the end of that?
I said freak.
No, country.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. I see. Yeah.
I had to spell that out.
So,
have you ever had anything like that stolen, like broken into anything, like shed? If you've got a
Do you know what? I would say that I do have a shed. Of course I have a shed. You still have a shed if you live in the city. What's wrong with you?
You don't need a shed. What have you got in it?
If you've got a garden, actually, my shed's full of booze.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just what
don't
I keep
tell
on.
People that.
Look, oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. It's just booze. Yeah. Like just bottles, you know. Like in this game, you sort of do certain things, and then they always leave a bottle. You know, if you do certain things, what I mean is, if you do TV shows, they leave you a bottle of alcohol in the dressing room. I don't know what to do with it. I mean,
drink it.
Well, no.
No.
There's so much of this stuff, so I just take it home and then save it up as Christmas presents and then give them away.
Do you really?
At the end of the year.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, great idea. Get your freebies, give them away.
Then let's go shopping.
No!
I hate Christmas shopping.
Except, of course.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty broad. Most people don't like Christmas shopping. Now, I've had a bicycle stolen. I tell you what I would say about this is, with borrowing, like people that want to borrow stuff. Borrowing, I've said this for nearly all my life. Since I lent my best friend at St. Winifred's Primary School in South East London, I lent his sister Wizard of Oz on VHS, which was my favourite film at the time, never got it back. It was then, at that age, what must have been like 8, 9, that I knew never to lend stuff to anyone. Borrowing, lending doesn't exist. It does not exist.
No.
No one has ever, in the history of mankind, ever given anything back. Ever. My girlfriend, she lent, right, she, you know that Joe Brand sitcom, Getting On, right, set in a hospital?
Yeah.
I come back one day, I want to start watching Series 3, where's it gone? Oh, she's lent it to double act, right?
Yeah.
Her friends.
Yeah.
And I went, what have you done that for? And then, I was really angry. I was like, you didn't even ask. You've given it away. She's like, no, I've lent it to them. It's like, no, you haven't. You've given it away. Do I have the Getting On box set?
No.
Of course I not. Because borrowing doesn't exist. Lending doesn't exist.
Yeah. And ironically, you two weren't getting on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever lent anyone anything?
Yeah.
Did you get it back?
No.
Of course not, because no one does.
How many things have you got that you've borrowed off people? Because I've got Ghostbusters 2 on DVD.
Mate, this is great. This is a great tweet in for next week, because I actually want to know.
Yeah.
There's probably not enough time for people to tweet in. Now, if you're listening, please tweet in. What stuff do you have that you've borrowed and not given back? What have you got? Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah, so when we
it's
did
one of the best films ever made.
When we did the film podcast, the first one. Actually,
me and Mark used to do a film podcast, which we will be doing. It will be back, the Filmish podcast.
Yeah. And I borrowed it off someone because you wanted me to watch it again. And I've still got that.
As everyone should. Yeah. Rewatch Ghostbusters 2.
It's a good film.
Of course you have. Anything else?
Not off the top of my head.
I remember I borrowed Lee Evans' The Ultimate Experience of my friend Crazy Dave. Never gave it back.
Ultimate Experience? Is that what all the...
It was the compilation one of all of his theatre shows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of course I never gave it back.
Yeah.
I probably do, actually, in my parents' house.
Yeah.
In the loft, with all the VHSs. And all the wrestling videos that I stole.
You stole wrestling videos?
Yeah.
Where from?
Virgin Megastores.
Oh,
they can't do anything about it now. They don't exist.
Oh, that's
good. I used to go in, rip the tag off the VHS, right?
Yeah.
And then go back in the next day and take it.
Very clever.
Very clever. Do you know how many I got?
No.
Over 100.
What?
I nicked over 100 WWF wrestling videos.
And you never got caught?
No.
But surely, how did you get it out of the shop?
So you go in, take the tag off.
Yeah.
And then you leave.
Yeah.
And then go in the next day and just walk out of it.
All right, but surely someone would just see.
Should I be giving this away? I don't know. Am I going to go to jail, or am I going to pay them back?
No, because there's
how
no
much VHS. There's weird. No Virgin Megastores, so I can't do anything.
So
hang on. The amount that Richard Branson has screwed us on his trains, cancelled trains, the prices of the food,
the train fares.
If you don't pre-book them, insane.
Yeah, So how much? That's quite a lot of money.
Wanted to swear. Then I'm glad I nicked the videos.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well done.
Stuff him.
But can you? So even though Virgin Mega... What is it called?
Virgin Megastores, don't you
even
remember?
Even though that doesn't exist.
Do you know what I used to do? I was such a nerd, right? In HMV, this is how much I used to just walk into town so I could go to Virgin Megastores in HMV. I used to want to work there. That was my dream, like to one day get to work in HMV. One day, the manager came up to me in HMV, says, right, out. I went, what? He went, out, I know what you're doing. Like, what? What? He was like, you're stealing. So I wasn't stealing, and I genuinely wasn't stealing. Do you know what I was doing?
What?
I was putting all the Friends videos in chronological order.
Oh my god! Oh no! Why?
So
why?
Because I just loved things in order. Like everything had to be in alphabetical order. So the Friends, because VHSs, I used to love this with VHSs. Because the side of the VHS was wide, it meant that like you could have like some sort of pattern on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you put them together, it would make a big picture.
They did that with the DVDs as well.
Yeah, right. So I was doing that with the VHS.
Like Skyline.
So I put them in order.
Was it the Skyline?
Yeah. The Horizon, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd put them in order, and I'd do it with wrestling videos as well.
But not
Virgin Megastores.
I like how you really wanted to work there, so you decided to steal from them.
No, that was Virgin. I'd steal from Virgin.
Where did you want to work?
It's not in the UK anymore.
Where did you want to work?
They're exclusively, actually, in the Middle East and in North Africa now.
Are they?
Consisting of approximately 40 stores, I'm told.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. So if you want me, Middle East, North Africa, come and get me.
You wouldn't want to steal them in the Middle East, would you?
Definitely not. I'm really sorry about that. I'm sorry. I'll give them back. They're in my mum's loft, and I'll give them back. I apologise. Mark, do you know what we forgot to do?
What?
We forgot to do tabloid news.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done
We haven't done tabloid news.
Yeah, we got some time, have we?
You got no time?
Yeah.
We've got 7 minutes before we play a song.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I've decided.
It's got a lot of stuff. How many minutes?
Well, just tell us all the front pages, please.
Tell us
the story that you want to pick out.
Front page is, did you see about the police that basically they were sort of manning a fun fair? Is that the right phrase, manning? Yeah, and they all went
on
the dodgems.
What do you mean they were manning a front, just sort of making
patrolling,
sure?
Patrolling.
Right, okay.
And they basically, 18 of them all went on the dodgems at once.
18 policemen went on the dodgems?
Yeah, they all went on the dodgems.
Do they have sirens?
No, they haven't got sirens.
Go on.
And then, obviously, someone took a picture of that and tweeted it. Like, what were they thinking?
But hang on, what? Oh, sorry, I need to be clear on this.
Yeah.
Are they in trouble for this?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. But basically, just let them enjoy their lives.
But they've been complaining about not having enough policemen. Like on the or yeah, being overworked and not having enough policemen.
Yeah.
And then they've got time to go on the dodgems.
Where was it?
It was, oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Near Hull?
Near Hull.
Hull Fair.
There's nothing else to do up in Hull.
No.
I was in Hull recently.
Were you?
Yeah.
But they look like they're having a great time.
I did a gig in Hull recently and it didn't go down too well.
Why?
I misjudged the opener.
What did you say?
I just, because, you know, it's the city of culture.
No.
Yeah, Hull's the city of culture.
How's Hull the city? No offence to Hull.
Yeah, but I just went, it really does like beg the question, what's wrong with the state of the rest of the country?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they didn't like that. I thought they would, they'd laugh it up. Like, yeah,
isn't it funny how you can make that opening line can just throw an entire gig?
Yeah, I had to go off material and just go into the crowd. It was an absolute disaster.
When I was, I can't really say it, it's a swear word. But when I was really new, open mic,
yeah,
I went on stage and said, I thought it'd be really cool just
cool,
to go
this
on.
Is good.
I've got to say the swear word, but.
Yeah, say the swear word. Yeah. It's all right. Okay.
I went, what's up, motherfuckers?
What are you talking about? That is not you. What do you mean?
I was really new. It was like,
what's up, motherfuckers?
I know. I was like,
if
3 months in.
I hope you know what Mark Simmons looks like. It does not. Mark Simmons looks, he's gangly, sort of lanky, right. goggled eyed.
Yeah, goggle eyed.
Freak, and he goes on, yeah. What's up, motherfuckers?
And they hated it. It was one of those gigs in the corner of a pub, and I always remember it because we were standing on a milk crate.
Oh, do you remember with gigs? You would do gigs in a pub and stand on a milk crate.
Milk crate, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I always remember that. Yeah, there's a guy called Elliot was on, and he was really brilliant. I don't know what's happened to him.
Oh,
great.
That does happen.
Yeah, yeah. It was great.
So tell us what more headlines from the world of the Red Tops.
Ah, so Ed Sheeran fell off his bike.
He got
knocked off his bike.
Knocked off his bike?
Well,
by who?
It says knocked off his bike, but then they don't go into details about what actually happened. But I'm assuming it must have been a car.
I think we would all know about it if Ed Sheeran was knocked over by a car.
It says knocked off in the first
knocked
bit.
Off.
Yeah, knocked off.
All right.
And then, but they don't really go into what actually happened. But so he's a bit up in arms. Oh, he broke
Let
his
me see,
arm.
Give me that. Let me see that. What paper is this from?
It's in both. It's in the Star, I think.
The Star. This would be front page news if Ed Sheeran was hit by a car.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Would it?
This is nonsense. Ed Sheeran's sellout world tour could be in doubt after the singer was knocked off his bike, broken arm following the accident in London. And our fans feel sorry. You're now listening to me read. This is terrible. You should have looked into this before we started talking about it.
But there's nothing else to add.
You know what the Daily Mail's going with?
What?
Daily Mail. This is great. I always feel weird buying this because people don't know that I'm coming to do a radio show. So I have to buy the Daily Mail.
Daily Mail counts as tabloid.
It's, what's it called? It's called like a, I actually Googled this because I wanted to know, is this a tabloid or
broadsheet?
No, it's in between the two. It's in between the two. Could you find out for us, please?
Is that the only one? Or the
Smart
Express food as well?
Production
the Express must be the same.
Yeah, but look at this. I get self-conscious because I buy this and I think, do people think I'm one of the mad people that read this?
Well, I buy the Star and I think people think I'm a pervert.
You are a pervert.
No,
we all know you're a pervert.
I'm not a pervert.
Right, okay. What about this for a Daily Mail headline?
Yeah.
It's great. Cannabis surrender. Criminals caught growing the drug in vast quantities now routinely left off with a caution. Cannabis growers are routinely being let off by police, the Mail can reveal today. One grower of 150 cannabis plants in Sunderland, potentially enough to make 45,000... This is what it says. This is brilliant, yeah. Right? Potentially enough to make 45,000 so-called spliffs.
So-called?
They're called spliffs, you muppets!
And who's done the maths on
so-called
that?
So-called spliffs. Joints, spliffs, bifters. That's what they're called. Deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, what's your thought on that then, Sean?
What do you mean, what's my thought on it?
Well, they're not really clamping down on it. So does that mean they're getting a bit more lenient and they're going to eventually, it'll be all right to do?
Well, it's been downgraded, isn't it? That's what they're trying to do, is sort of declass it.
Has it officially been downgraded?
I can't remember. Oh, God! It was a C, and then they put it back up to a B, and I don't know if it's gone back down to a C. I don't know. Oh. I don't know if it's a C or a B or a C. I don't know what drug it is.
And what does it matter if it's a C or a B?
Well, if it's a B, that means you do more time. You do more time, yeah? You do more time if you get caught by the...
But
FBI.
But at sea, they just get let off with a warning.
Yeah, sea, it'd be like, oh, all right, mate, come on. Give us a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's fine. Sea's sort of fine. It's basically legal.
I've never done
it. But you know, in America, like, in America now, they're going sort of, they're going really lenient on it. Everyone's allowed to smoke dope.
In all...
like in Amsterdam. Not in all states, but in a lot of states, you can just smoke cannabis. When I was in Montreal, it stank of weed.
Did it? That's Canada.
Yes, that is Canada. Well done.
Yeah, but you think Canada would be... Canada a bit
Why
more...
Why would you think that?
Because they're like really... I don't know. I just think of Canada as being a bit more sort of official and...
Official? Well, they've got what real, do you mean?
Well, they've got like a big thing about littering in Canada. Like if you get caught littering, you get into loads of trouble.
By the way, cannabis is a Class B, I can confirm.
Oh, is it?
You get more... You get in more trouble if you litter in Canada.
Not more trouble than smoking cannabis. But,
no.
But yeah, you get into, it's a real big thing. If you litter, it's really... There's no litter anywhere.
Cause where do
really
you stand on the cannabis thing? Do you think it should be declassed to, you know, down to a C or B?
I mean,
what do you think? Do you know any stoners? Obviously, you're not a stoner.
No,
Have you ever dabbled?
No, I've never... I'll tell you what, Sean. I've never even toked. Is that the right word?
So-called toked.
Toked a cigarette. I've never even tried a cigarette. So I...
You've never tried a cigarette? That's
never
good.
Once.
That's
not
good,
even when
man.
I was a kid. Never. I've yeah, never
well,
done it.
That's the time when you should least be trying a cigarette is when you're
that's
a kid.
That's when everyone does try
You mean
it.
Teenager? Not
yeah,
a kid.
That's still a kid,
terrible
isn't it?
Yes, it is, in theory.
Yeah.
It's to be debated.
So, yeah, so I mean, I don't know anything about the stuff. So.
If you were caught smoking cannabis now, police could issue a warning or to shout an on-the-spot fine of £90.
£90.
So £90. So if you're out there now having a so-called spliff and the police caught you, they could give you a £90 fine. That's not, you're not going to jail. Just get a £90 fine.
For smoking it. But if you were dealing it, you'd be worse, wouldn't it?
Well, apparently not according to the Daily Mail. These people are getting away with it. It's disgusting. So what is our country turning into?
So some people are... So you'll get a £90 fine for smoking it.
Yeah.
But your mate, you're like breathing the stuff. And you're just getting let off with a warning.
It's robbed this... Everything in this stupid paper is nonsense. And it, I saw a woman buying it the other day at King's Cross train station. I think it was before this show. And I had to stop myself from going, you're mad. You're actually mad. If you buy this, you're mad. Am I allowed to say that? I don't know. I apologise if I'm not.
So.
Supply and production can lead up to 14 years in prison. An unlimited fine. Or both.
Oh.
14 years in prison.
Unlimited fine.
But people are getting away with it now. People are getting up in Sunderland. They're allowed to grow what they want and nothing happens.
Unbelievable.
So I think this leads to... Mark, stop telling me. I know to go into a song. Stop dancing.
I'm just dancing so you know.
Mark's like doing a little dance.
It doesn't work if you mention it.
No, I know, but I was going to go into a song.
I should have just said do a song.
We're talking about cannabis.
I know.
What do you want me to do?
Whoa, you got to look at the time. We've got to do a song.
You need to chill out, mate. Yeah?
Have some cannabis.
Do you want a spliff? That were cheeky green. There we go. Okay, it's now time for a song, and then we're going to be talking to comedian and presenter George Lewis, who will be giving us the weather. There you go. Look forward to that. Here is the Maccabees with No Kind Words.
A friend of mine has broken his union, broke from tradition, broken his vision of the future. Alone, alone, alone. Not alone at all. Dear friend of mine is testing his body, tempting disaster, testing water within another's daughter. Alone, alone, alone. Not alone, no. Dear friend of mine.
words to say, then you should say nothing more at all. If you've got no kind words to say, then you should say nothing more at all. If you've got no kind words to say, you should say nothing more at all.
Maccabees, no kind words. So up next, George Lewis is going to be giving us the weather wherever he is. We don't know. How very exciting. Mm. Before we do, Mark, why don't you give us the weather now where we are?
Yeah, I'll just have a little look out the window.
Yep.
Oh, it's very dark.
What sort of dark? It's not doing the it's not Othello, is it?
No, it's a cloudy dark.
Othello? Or is it what's the name of the storm again?
No, it's not.
Ophelia. Othello. Thanks. So what is it? It's just cloudy.
Cloudy looks,
but
looks
normal
like rain.
Cloudy.
Looks like rain.
Normal cloudy.
Not weird end of the world cloudy.
Okay, so we're fine. Don't need to find a bunker.
No, not yet.
Okay, cool. Well, now we're going to talk to comedian George Lewis, who's going to tell us the weather wherever he is. Hello, George.
Hiya, Sean.
How's it going?
And hiya, Mark, as well.
Hello.
By the way.
How's it going, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks, mate.
Don't test the weather yet. Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it.
Oh no, God no! I wouldn't dream of it.
Thank you. What? Where are you?
Well, I'm actually in a stairwell at the moment.
Where?
In Soho.
You're in a stairwell in Soho. What are you doing in Soho?
In the centre of London.
Are you having lots of important meetings? That's what people are saying. I mean, lots of meetings about projects that.
That's it. Opportunity.
What are the ideas? What are the ideas you've been pitching? Come on, hit us. Where can we expect to see George Lewis next? What's going on? So, I don't know if listeners know, George presents, what is it, the sister show of Top Gear?
Yeah, sister show. Yeah, I guess it is a sister show.
Yeah.
The less manly version of Top Gear. Top Gear Extra Gear.
Okay, all right, cool. And so, have you actually been having meetings?
Well, I was actually doing a voiceover.
Voiceover.
Oh, brilliant!
For
it now.
What? Please do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Can you do? Do it now. Do it now. Come on.
I don't think that I can say what the thing is.
Why? What sort of product can you not say the thing for? That's going to be a terrible advert.
Yeah.
I did in the session. I obviously mentioned the name of it. I think now, because I think what you know, if they don't use me, then they've got me for free, haven't they?
Mate,
I've just confessed I've just confessed to the listeners of this show, the Newsies show, that I stole over 100 WWF, I think it was WWF at the time, VHSs from Virgin Megastores.
Yeah, I heard that.
And you won't tell us what you were doing a voiceover for. I mean, come on, mate, meet us halfway. What is going on?
Do the same voiceover, but change the...
Change the product. Do the same voiceover,
to something that you like, so you wouldn't mind if they used it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
On the spot.
Choco Pops. Watch the milk turn chocolatey. How's that?
That was brilliant. I've got no idea what you were doing a voiceover for. Splendid stuff. Please tweet in if you're listening. You want to guess what George might be doing a voiceover for? Please tweet in. Could you do a quick? Because you're right. That is. I now want to go out and buy Choco Pops just because of that. So could you? I think you could have a really good effect on this show. Could you plug FUBAR Radio, the news-ish show, for us with your fantastic voiceover voice?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Tune in every Tuesday to FUBAR Radio to listen to Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons talk about the news. Or will they? I think...
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
I want to listen to it. Go on.
What would be good? Really good is at the end of that, if Mark did his... you can put this in later, but if Mark did his catchphrase...
What's his catchphrase? I don't even know what his catchphrase is.
Have I got one?
You know, his catchphrase that he used to do when he walked on stage.
What is it?
What's up, motherfucker?
Oh. Right, let's do it. Right, yeah, I'll sort of choreograph it. Right, okay. Right, let's do. Right, so we've just finished the song. The song's ended. Go, George.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Mark Simmons and Sean Walsh discuss the news, or do they?
What's up, motherfuckers?
Mark. There we go.
That's good.
Brilliant. Everybody. I love that. Now we need to just get that into a little nice little ident, and then that's going to go viral. Fantastic. So, but quickly, before you give us the weather, which is what we're all really listening to this show for, the weather in Soho, do you have anything currently that belongs to you that actually isn't yours? So that someone has lent to you. This is what we're discussing, borrowing and lending. I basically think it doesn't exist. No one has ever given back anything in their life. No one's ever received anything back. Do you have? And it doesn't. It's true. It's never happened. So have you got stuff that you should really give back, or vice versa?
So I think I generally do give things back.
No, you don't. It doesn't exist, George. It doesn't exist. What do you claim to have given back? Go on.
No, well, I give a lot back, but I think I've got one. It's a it's my stepdad's bradawl.
Hey, you know what?
Do you know what a bradawl is? It's like a
DIY thing.
Yeah, it's like a
This is so conventional. My stepdad's DIY thing. My stepdad's brother. Just trying to impress the in-laws. What is it?
Sean, have a guess. What do you reckon it is?
Right, okay, let's guess. Right, what is it called?
Bradawl.
I've never heard of it. Bradawl. I reckon it's. I reckon. Go on.
I reckon. Is it when you sort of, if you like plaster a wall, do you run it across the wall to give it that sort of rippled effect?
The flat thing. Is it like flat?
Is that what it is?
No, it's not.
Is that a flat thing?
I'm not plastering my own wall, mate.
Okay. All right. Is it a like a short? Is it like a handle with a little spike?
For what job?
For stabbing people.
Toothpick.
For sort of picking out lot of dirty bits in a brick that you don't want. I've never done any
DIY. Basically, Sean's just been sent
a
picture of it, and now he's trying to guess what
it's
used
for.
Oh, right.
I've never done anything. Like, I'm really not like a, I'm not a man. I once paid a DIY, I googled Hammersmith DIY man, and paid a man, to put up some pictures on my wall.
Did you?
Oh,
oh, that's bad.
I just can't. I don't like screws, hammers. I just think I'm going to muck it up. If I start hammering a screw into a wall, the flat is going to fall down. I want nothing to do with it.
So what is it for, George?
So it's you put it in. So if you're going to put a screw in a wall, but you're not very confident about getting it in the right place, the Bradawl makes a little hole for you to sort of edge it into.
So most people do that with a pencil.
It's pretty sharp pencil, mate.
Okay. I'm very efficient. I like my pencil sharp. George, we're running out of time. Thank you for explaining to us what the Bradawl.
Bradawl.
Could you just spell it for me? Sorry.
I think it's Bradall.
Ah, Bradawl. Bradawl. It's not a nice word, Bradawl.
Bradawl.
Bradawl. Bradawl. Anyway, yes. George, give us the weather, then we've got to close the show.
Okay, so, you've got a jingle, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I love that the guest is telling me how to manage the show. This is amazing. Okay, it's George Lewis with the weather.
The weather.
With George Lewis.
All right, mate, don't get cocky. Know your place. He's not coming back.
Sorry, that's a bit...
Right, we'll do it again.
The weather.
The weather.
Pauses. Sorry, go on.
What did you say? What?
We've got 1 minute. Go on, give us the weather.
When I was outside before, it's dark. I think Ophelia has passed, so that's good.
Not a fellow.
It's warm. It's t-shirt weather still, but it's very dark. There's a sense of dread in the air.
Is it going to rain? That's the main one. Everyone wants to know.
I think it will.
George Lewis thinks it's going to rain. George, thank you for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. I'll see you around.
Cheers, George.
Cheers, mate.
Take care. Bye.
Ta-da. Comedian George Lewis. Love that guy. Check him out. Check him out on the internet. Blah, blah, blah. Go and see him live. Excellent.
Before we go, we should tell people to subscribe.
That's what I was going to do. Look, we've got 30 seconds left. Just want to say thank you for listening to the show and thank you for downloading the podcasts. Keep on rating them. We've been getting great online reviews, which we're loving. And thank you for your support. RT when we tweet it and all the stuff, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
No, that's it. That's the news this show with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.